more importantly than the why, the question that's of interest is when did it start happening at such a large number? And if you look at our data over time, we've been asking this question every couple of years since 1999. And between 1999 and 2005, we saw that adults in our region were reporting going without a doctor's care because the household needed the money to buy food, clothing, or to pay for housing. So we're talking about a very base decision here between some pretty basic needs. Now, between 2005 and 2010, that shot up to one in seven, and it's remained there between 2010 and 2013. During those economic recession years, we saw a huge change in the percentage of adults in our community reporting that they're making really tough decisions between someone in the household needing a doctor's care but not getting it because the household needed the money to pay for food, clothing, or housing.
Are those who go without health care because of cost falling through the gaps of the Affordable Care Act?
That's a really good question. These data were collected at the end of 2013 before the mandate to have health insurance was in effect. So certainly some of the adults in our community were already insured because of the pending ACA, but we won't know the answer to that until we do the next round of surveying, which will be after the mandate was in effect.
The survey shows that there's a direct correlation between education levels and going without health care. What did you find?
We see a six-fold difference between those with less than a high school education. So about 30% of those with less than a high school education report that someone in their household went without doctor's care, compared to only 5% of college graduates. And this is something we see in many of our at-risk questions, is a big difference between those with less than a high school education and those who've graduated from college. There's a strong correlation between education, educational achievement, and income, which plays out in people's ability to get needed health care at the right time.
Is anything being done to help these folks? It looks like the question of federal subsidies will be going to the Supreme Court.
You know, I think there are lots of really well-intentioned folks trying to get service to those with lower incomes. The problem is that with the economic downturn, that population continues to grow, and with our aging population, the health needs continue to grow. And so the capacity to treat those at risk and those in low incomes might not be up to our new number of insured in our region.
You can find out how to get more information about the Greater Cincinnati Community Health Status Survey and Interact for Health on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jennifer Chabinsky, thank you.
Thank you.